Hello, I'm Gary Ade, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Atlanta Hawks and the Utah Jazz. Atlanta comes in with a record of 26-26. Utah is 27-26 on the year. Over its last 10, Atlanta is 6-4, won their last game. Utah is 7-3 over that span and on a two-game winning streak. Here are the numbers. Atlanta averages 116.5 per game and gives up 116.5 a game for a neutral point differential of 0. Meanwhile, Utah scores 117.8 per game, also gives up 116.5 for a positive differential of 1.3. Turnovers, Atlanta takes care of the ball very well, 12.4 turnovers per game. Utah on the higher end of average, 14.7. Shooting numbers are very similar, 47.8 by Atlanta, 47.3 from the field by Utah. Utah shoots 36.8% from long range, 2 points higher than the 34.6 shot by Atlanta. Free throw shooting, 81.8% by the Hawks, 78.4% by the Jazz. And lastly, bench scoring, Utah holds the edge here, 40.2 points per game from its bench versus 31.8 from the Atlanta bench. The Jazz won the first meeting of these two clubs, 125-119. This is a home game for Utah. Both teams are healthy, and depending on which team is able to stop the other a little bit, I think will determine this game. I like the Jazz to win ultimately. I think they're a slightly better team. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Jazz and Hawks. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Atlanta Hawks and the Utah Jazz. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Utah Jazz at home, sitting at 1.5 in the spread, with the over-under of 240. Now, these are two really good offensive teams, especially Utah. They are currently ranked fourth overall in the NBA in points per game, averaging 117.8 points. But Atlanta's not too shabby themselves, and they've been averaging 116.5 points per game. Now, both of these teams give up the same amount of points per game, 116.5. So I expect this to be a high-scoring game, which is why I like the over in this one. And both teams have been trending in the over of late. Atlanta has been 4-0 in their last four games in the over. And Utah, the over, they've been in favor of them on one day's rest. They've been 6-2 in the over. I definitely like the over in this game. I know it's a little high. But the reason why I like the scoring in this game from two-star players in Lauri Markkanen and Trae Young. So when we're looking at the player point side, Trae Young currently sits at 27.5 in the numbers. Now, his last nine games has been trending a little bit under that, just averaging around 25.3 points per game. Now, I would expect a little bit more from him on that just because Utah is not that good defensively. So I expect his numbers to like rise up a little bit more. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. Now, Lauri Markkanen, on the other hand, right now sits at 26.5 on the point side. His last eight games, he's been averaging 26.9. But his last time he took on Atlanta, he dropped 32 points. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one as well. Now, when it comes to this spread, this is going to be tough right here. But Utah is pretty favorable at home. They have an 18-9 record. And their last six games at home, they've been 5-1 against the spread. So I would definitely lean and take the spread on Utah's side in this game as well. So overall, I love the over in this game, and I like the spread on Utah's side. That's our look at the Atlanta Hawks and the Utah Jazz. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.